looked at the situation with Liam. I've watched him at Manchester United over the last few years. He's been up in Scotland playing for Motherwell and done very well. We jumped at the opportunity when we heard that he was available. I think he'll come into the squad. He's a real honest lad, versatile lad who can play anywhere across the back four, midfield as well, and he's got energy. So we just think it fits in with what we've got. We've got a young group that are going to grow together hopefully over the next few years. Got some experienced players who will guide him along the way, so we're delighted to have secured another body to the group.
And it just strengthens that connection you've got with Manchester United.
Yeah, I think it's important that you have the links with the big Premiership clubs, because if you treat them right, they'll treat you right as well. And everybody who's been out on loan from the Premiership clubs has come here, and I think we've improved them as players. And they've gone back as better players, and if you can do that, then you're going to work together with the Premier League clubs. We've done it with Aston Villa and Manchester United, and forging them links can only benefit a club like ours.
And he offers you a lot of versatility. As you said, he can play in a variety of positions. Would you like him to specialise? Do you see him playing in one particular position?
No, because I think in the modern day football, you need to be versatile, adaptable as formations, systems and personnel. So I think if you've got a hard core of players that have nailed down positions, then I think that works. But ultimately as well, you need versatile players in your group that can go and adapt to different positions, because the long term of it all is that next year the emergency loan market stops, so you have to have your squad done by the 1st of September. So if you've got 2-3 players who can play in different positions, that can help you with the long term of it all. So we're trying to build a squad up, obviously keeping the nucleus together and integrating these younger players who've got the exuberance and the energy and the drive to get the careers to a real high level, coupled with the experienced ones who will help them do that.
That very much seems to be your strategy of bringing in these younger players who are hungry and want to succeed, when obviously you maybe can't compete with the top end of the Championship and the money that they're spending not only on transfer fees but on wages. And this is the second permanent deal of the week that you've managed to secure.
Yeah, I think that's the way we are as a football club. We can't go and spend the large wages or the large amount of money that other Championship clubs can do that. But I've also been, right the way through my career as a manager, looking to bring in young players and develop them. I think I look back at my time at Leeds, I brought Adam Clayton in, who from Manchester City for like 20,000, I think, then took him to Huddersfield for 400, and then eventually he went to Middlesbrough and developed into the player that he's now. Oliver Norwood came from Manchester United, I think, for a couple of 100,000, and eventually went to Reading for 1.5 million. I'm not saying I'm developing these players to sell them, far from it, but I can see the scope for them improving, the desire, and if you get the right ones, they can benefit you for a long time. We're not going to build a group of just young players, because they will have the flaws and their ups and downs, but ultimately if you get the right ingredients of experience, young players, then hopefully that ingredients can only help you in the long term of a football club.